Secretary of State Colin Powell goes to New York today as part of a massive U.S. lobbying campaign for a new resolution on Iraq. The resolution declares that Iraq has failed to take advantage of a last chance offered by the U.N. Security Council to disarm peacefully. If approved, the resolution in effect would authorize war against Baghdad, but it faces fierce resistance from France, Germany, and Russia. And France and Russia have veto power as permanent members of the Council. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Yesterday, at an emergency meeting in Paris, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Russia presented a united front against the new resolution. The French foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, said the three governments will not allow a resolution to pass that authorizes resorting to force. But France and Russia never explicitly said they would veto the measure, though both in the past have held out that threat. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer suggested the situation is not as dire as it might appear.
I urge you not to leap to any conclusions about what the final outcome of the vote will be. There's a lot of diplomacy going on involving many different people in many different countries, and you have not heard the final word from any nation.
U.S. officials say they remain optimistic about getting the 9 votes needed to approve the resolution. They say they're making progress in courting 6 undecided members of the Council: Mexico, Chile, Pakistan, Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea. Secretary of State Powell will use his influence in person as the Council prepares to hear another progress report on Friday by the chief U.N. weapons inspectors, Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei. But in a speech yesterday in Washington, Powell made it clear that the U.S. has made up its mind about Iraq's level of cooperation with U.N. Resolution 1441. The resolution threatens serious consequences for failure to comply with U.N. weapons inspections.
Nothing we have seen since the passage of 1441 indicates that Saddam Hussein has taken a strategic and political decision to disarm. Moreover, nothing indicates that the Iraqi regime has decided to actively, unconditionally, and immediately cooperate with the inspectors.
But Hans Blix, in a news conference in New York, was not as negative. In fact, Blix said that Iraq in recent weeks has made some efforts to answer outstanding questions about its chemical and biological activities. And Blix noted that Iraq has begun to destroy its banned Al-Samud II missiles, as the inspectors have demanded.
Clearly, the missile is real disarmament. Here, weapons that can be used in war are destroyed in fairly large quantities.
But Secretary Powell had a different view of the missile issue.
From recent intelligence, we know that the Iraqi regime intends to declare and destroy only a portion of its banned Al-Samud inventory, and that it has, in fact, ordered the continued production of the missiles that you see being destroyed.
Hans Blix also offered a positive note on U.N. efforts to gain private interviews with Iraqi scientists. He said the inspectors finally have been able to talk to 7 scientists without government monitors or known recording devices. But Powell says Saddam Hussein continues to deceive the inspectors and is trying to divide the U.N. Security Council.
Now is the time for the Council to underscore its unanimous conclusion that Saddam remains in material breach of his obligations, and that the consequences of his continued refusal to disarm will be very, very real.
Some Council members say they want to hear Blix's report on Friday before making any decisions on the new resolution. But U.S. officials and U.N. diplomats say the report is unlikely to be conclusive. Unless Blix surprises the Council with some new dramatic statement, his comments are unlikely to change the outcome of this debate, which is likely to continue into next week. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.